views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. If you'd like to call us, 410-922-6680. I was talking with some younger buyers in the last week or so, very, very frustrated. They just figured they were completely priced out of the market. And I had a talk with them and I said, you know what? Maybe you're priced out of the market for your dream home. You probably are, but that's only for now. Let's find a way to get you in the market. How to do that? Let's make your dream come true by thinking about just getting into the market. First, call your lender. Determine what you can afford at this moment. Do research. Talk to your realtor. Be open to options. Remember that the first property that you're going to buy is going to be temporary. We just want to get you in the market so we can get you on the way to that dream house. So how do you do that? One of the ways is go ahead and open up a bank account. And I'm calling it a bank account with deposits only. I would label it our dream home. And whenever you are thinking about going out to dinner and you say, nope, we don't have to go out to dinner, take that money and put it in that bank account. Same thing when friends and family want to know what you want for the holidays, what can we buy you? You say, please put it in our dream home bank account. You will be surprised if you're consciously doing this, that you're not buying $7 cups of coffee several times a week. That adds up. Lots of things that you're doing, just take them, fill it up in that bank and watch how quickly it goes. And then remember, once we get you into a house, and I'll tell you some of the kinds of things that you could get into, but remember right now, if you're paying rent, that every single month that you're paying rent, you're actually paying the seller's mortgage. You are paying their mortgage when there's a possibility that you could be paying your own. And I want you to think about every time you make a rent payment, you basically are throwing money out the window. So again, instead of investing in someone else's property, let's find a property that you can invest in. Let's start small. Maybe it is a very small house that needs work. Maybe it's only got two bedrooms and one bath. Let's, you know, get you started. Maybe it's a townhouse. Maybe it's a condo. Sometimes condos you can find good buys in. And don't worry about the high condo fees, because usually you can get a condo cheap enough to at least get into the game. Think of those condo fees of paying, some of them pay their utilities and you don't have to do any maintenance. But the main thing I want to stress is that we at least get you into the market. And again, why pay rent? Start your journey to home ownership. Let's see if we can't get you into that dream home. And if you need help trying to find homes that are good buys, that maybe need fixing up, maybe a condo that's really cheap. Have a good real estate agent who knows what you're looking for. Have a lender that knows what you can afford right then. Go in small and build up. And one of the houses that I have that would work for you, because I know you're out there looking and you say, we can't find anything. Everything is $400,000 or $500,000 and up. I've got a house that is a 3-bedroom, 2.5 bath. It has a new roof. It has new gas heat. It has new central air conditioning. It has a new hot water. It has a generator. It has a driveway that goes all the way up and you enter into the side, into the kitchen, which is very easy for bringing packages, etc. It's 3 bedrooms, as I said. It's 2.5 baths. It has a huge level backyard. So what's the problem? Well, the problem is that some people are looking at this and saying, it needs to be painted. The carpet needs to be changed. Instead of changing the carpet, sand the floors and refinish them. Do you have someone that could help you do that? Could you get your friends together, maybe have a painting party, a sanding party, a cleaning party? This would be an ideal home where the bones of the house, the main features of the house, the roof, the heat, the air are all in good condition. Dry basement, you just don't have to worry about that. Think about purchasing a home like that, choosing your own floor coverings, your own paint colors, and make this home your own. And you can get into that for under $400,000. Thinking about this home, give me a call. It is located at 3123 Betlow James Place. I would be happy to tell you more about it. If you're working with a real estate agent, please share that address with them. Have them looking for any way that you can get into the real estate market right now so that when you are paying a mortgage, you're benefiting yourself and not the homeowner, the landlord. And sometimes you might even be able to find a home that has a rental possibility. Maybe you could live in one or two of the rooms with a bathroom and a kitchen. Maybe you can rent out part of the rest of the house. Again, you'd be paying your mortgage, and you would be allowing whoever is renting from you to also help pay your mortgage. Lots and lots of ideas. Again, talk to your agents. Talk to your lenders. Lenders, if you've got some ideas on this for first-time buyers, we'd absolutely love to hear about that. So that's my thing. Start that bank account. Market house, dream house only. Deposits only. Nothing can go out. You can just put it in. Think about just having a jar with all of your change and your $5 bills and your $10 bills. You're probably not going to miss that $10 or $20 bill that's in your pocket. Whenever you think about it, pop it in that drawer, take it to the bank, and that way, hopefully, we can get you in and on your way to finding your dream home. Questions about that, you're welcome to call me. You can call me after the show, 410-530-2400. Wanted to talk about listing agents and buyers and buyer's agent and when their offer's on the table. I've seen buyers get so frustrated when they are told there's another offer, but they can't find out what that other offer is. It's not fair to the seller. what do you do? You don't know if there's other offers. You don't know if they're high offers or if they're low offers. And in today's competitive real estate market, you wonder if you can tell and ask a listing agent if there are other offers. And the answer is not straightforward, but according to the National Association of Realtors and our Code of Ethics, listing agents can only disclose the existence of other offers if their seller gives them explicit permission. And the other thing that I have just found out, they can only give that information when the buyer's agent requests it. They have to request from the listing agent, will your seller allow us to know whether there's another offer or not? It is then up to the seller to make that decision whether or not they want to disclose, yes, we've got other offers, whether they want to disclose any of the terms of it. But we as agents cannot do that without the seller's permission. And why is this so important? It protects sellers. It allows them to keep control of what information goes out about their property. It also sometimes can create a fair playing field, so they don't feel pressured, they don't feel misled in negotiations. If you've ever tried to buy a house and you were told, you know, you say, how much do I offer? Are there other offers? And most of the time, they're going to say, we don't know. We will never know. There is a way around that. And that would happen more when we had some bidding wars. And on the other hand, be careful, listing agents, be careful, sellers, that you're that you are not giving away more information than your sellers are allowed. Again, if you've got any comments on that, give us a call. Call your real estate agent. Being informed, you need to ask the right questions. They can really make a big difference in this home buying journey. So when you're thinking, I really like this house, I want to make an offer, and you see lots of other people, go ahead. You may ask the buyer's agent to ask the seller's agent if they have permission to let you know whether or not there are other offers in there. Anybody have any questions about that? Again, call me, call your real estate agent, and we will talk more about that. You can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. Got some really special homes to tell you about. I've got a lovely studio apartment with a balcony, hardwood floors. It's a co-op. It's a good-sized unit. If you want it, it's furnished. If not, they will remove the furnace. The co-op fees include all the utilities except maybe less than $25 for your electric. It includes the water, and with the co-op, it includes taxes. If you are thinking about living in a studio, maybe you're one person that could handle one person. The one nice thing about this building is it does have guest rooms on the first floor, so that if you've got out-of-town company or somebody coming to visit you, you can rent those rooms. You don't need to have your first, second, and third bedrooms with you. So if you're thinking about that, this is 11 Slade. This is a studio apartment. This is a studio apartment on the sixth floor with a balcony, which is really nice. And you've got a wall of windows that look right out over the pretty scenery. So that's one condo that I have. Actually, it's a co-op. Another very unusual house that I have is a stone storybook cottage. I absolutely love this property. And frequently, I've had sellers get mad at me because I'll say, this is my favorite property. And I think whatever property I'm talking about at the moment is my favorite property right now. But this is my favorite stone storybook cottage that has been meticulously maintained. I have never seen such detail that have been perfected, from the antique hinges, from the, you will not hear a squeak in a door anywhere. You will not hear a squeak in the hardwood floors. The walls are smooth plaster. You've got an upstairs that can be a bedroom. It could be an office. Again, immaculate. It's got a full basement, beautifully done. Stone walls, dry, has its own special dehumidifier in the house. It's hard to go into an old house with stone walls and an older house and it not be musty. This is not. I will tell you about, let me just give you the address real quick, 6240 Woodcrest Avenue in 21209. We come back, I will tell you more about other houses and some more topics. If you'd like to call us, 410-530-2400 after the show, 410-922-6680.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You are listening to All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome. If you've got any questions about anything having to do with real estate, you're welcome to call us right now, 410-922-6680. You know, I've been talking about the houses that I have, many, many unique properties, and I try to describe them to you, and I say, how can you really see them? Well, I have photos on the website, but I have something new. If you go to my website, either margaretrome.com or homerome.com, and you click on my blog, B-L-O-G, you will see this unique barn that I have. Not only will you see a description, not only will you see some photos, there is also a video taking you through the house, and that is fun. Before I tell you more about that, we have a Sydney in Baltimore. How can we help you, Sydney?
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi. Hi, Margaret. I turn on my radio and hear your familiar voice, and you're still doing such professional, marvelous stuff on the air while everything else changes. It's such a delight to hear you.
Well, I thank you. I thank you. You've got a question about real estate?
I think you've answered all the questions I would ever have, even at a postgraduate level, because
wow.
I listen to you every Saturday.
Well, you're just about making my day and my week, and I know I did not pay you to call in, so I really appreciate it. But if I remember, some many years ago, were you not also in real estate for a very short time?
Yes, I was. How can you remember such things? Yes, I was.
Tell me about that.
The real estate in Baltimore is fascinating. The design of homes in various neighborhoods just wraps itself around my heart. If you just take a few minutes to maybe learn a little history or linger a little or walk the block, you find such captivating things that you don't see from a car. Just stop and look. Look at the brick. Look at the way the old Italians laid the brick on some of these wonderful walls outside houses. And as the decades go by, you can see the growth and the change and the pride. It just blasts itself out there to me.
You're talking about the old Baltimore. You're not talking about the suburbs. You're talking in and around the original neighborhoods, right?
Well, yes, but you know, you can't just go to school and start in the 12th grade. You can't start in college. You have to start somewhere else and learn your trade. And that's what these builders did here, Margaret.
They learned their trade in those homes down in Baltimore, is what you're saying. They learned how to lay brick
and do marble steps
and all of those things.
Yes, and all of those valuable lessons
aided them
in the beautiful homes they built after World War II in the suburbs. You remember that history tells us that when the veterans came home from war after World War II, the government allowed them to get a loan at, I've forgotten the numbers now, you probably have it at your fingertips, so that they could buy homes. You know, the goal was you come home from war, you marry your best girl, you have to have a nice house, you begin to have your own children, you grow with that house. That's just all a part of choosing where you're going to live and buying your house. Where is the nearest school? Is it a good school? What kind of neighbors will I have? Where is a church of worship? This is all part of the house you're buying.
Well, that's part. What you're talking about is when somebody is starting to look for a home, that they need to consider all these things. And having someone like you, or having a real estate agent who really understands the areas that the person is looking for, is...
Yes, but it's beyond the verb to understand, and you have it. You use it in each decision that you make. Your decision might be about numbers on a piece of paper or a calculator, but beyond the numbers is all this heartfelt knowledge of all that's gone in the past, and therefore what is likely the pattern to be in the future. You bring all this, every decision.
I really love hearing you talk about this. Continue to listen to us, and I'm going to tell you about a few more unique properties that we have, and thank you so much for calling in.
You're wonderful. You're wonderful. I wouldn't miss you. Thanks, Margaret.
Bye-bye.
Be well. Bye-bye.
Thank you for that call. I did not pay her to do that. I was talking to you about not only when you go to my website, when you look at the advertising that I do, when you listen to me on the radio, how I describe your home. Yes, I do it with words. Yes, I do it with professional photos. But I'm starting to do something very special with a friend of mine. Her name is Andrea Bedard. And we are doing walkthrough videos, very short, just to give you a flavor of the house. And to see this one of the barn that I was talking about in Phoenix, Maryland, originally, it was a horse barn. It is now a really nice home that's 5 or 6 bedrooms. It's got first floor primary, lots of decks, lots of balconies, lots of open space. It has over 2 acres, magnificent private acres. And if you go to the website and you click on the blogs and it's a unique barn home, within that blog right there, you can click and you can watch a short video that shows walking in the front door, that shows the exterior, that shows the full apartment that is separate with its own entrance, with its own parking, with no steps to get in, so that if you've got a mother-in-law or you want to do a home business or you've got boomerang kids, you've got a separate place. They can't get into your house from there, but it's attached. It's a way to keep them close, and yet you still have your privacy. Again, inside the big house, there are 3 bedrooms and a bath. Upstairs, there's a catwalk, staircase leading up to a catwalk. Very large, open, 20-foot ceiling, open space with a big, beautiful wood-burning stove. A bedroom that is actually 2 rooms. They've taken the second room and made it into a walk-in closet, but it's certainly plenty of space to be 2 bedrooms and a bath right there on the first floor. Again, the grounds, the land is spectacular. If you've got an interest in an unusual home, you know, let me even say, if you've got an unusual home that you're thinking about buying, I want something really different, give me a call, because I am constantly having people call me with extremely unique, what they think are going to be extremely hard to sell houses. If I know what you're looking for, it's like a matchmaker. I can share with you, hey, guess what I've got coming on the market, for instance, whether it's this barn, which I've had, or whether it's a mid-century modern, or whether it's a different kind of very, very unusual home that could have its own full-blown home offices, businesses that you could live and you could do your business. Those are the kinds of things that I have that I am privy to, that you guys are wonderful, that you call me after the show and during the week and say, this is a home I have. I'm really not ready to sell it, but if you find the right buyer, or we're going to think about selling it in the end of the winter. A lot of times I'm already knowing about these homes. Maybe that would give you the time, if you need it, to get your home on the market, to get it sold, and maybe already have your new home picked out. Again, a different way of doing real estate, unique properties. And if you have a property, as I said, or if you're looking for a property that's not quite your normal, you know, four-bedroom, two-story brick colonial with a side-loading garage, the Maryland dream, give me a call. Let's see if we can't find that special home for you and your family. Maybe you just want something a little different than the normal track houses, the normal, neighborhood cookie cutter houses. That's what I really love to do. And I'm going to tell you about some more of my properties after we take our break. You're listening to Margaret Rome, All About Real Estate. You can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. This is Margaret Rome. Before I tell you more about this barn, I want to take Brian in Annapolis. Good afternoon, Brian.
Hey, Margaret, it's your friend Brian. I've called in before with Bay Capital Mortgage, and I just wanted to comment on what the one lady was talking about the veterans a few calls back.
Okay.
Yeah, remember she was talking about, you know, the end of the war and veterans coming, they're able to get their, basically what she was talking about was called a Veterans Administration loan.
Okay.
And a lot of people don't realize, even though they're veterans, that they can finance a house for 100%. You know, no money down, and you know, they get connected with someone like you, and you negotiate the transaction. But it's a crazy statistic. Like, only 30% of the available veterans actually use their VA eligibility.
Brian, how do we get that word out to our veterans that they are really leaving that money on the table? They're not using a wonderful benefit. I mean, 30% are not or have not used it. That's tremendous.
For sure. And a lot of times, as you know, there's something called a VA funding fee, which can be pretty healthy. And if they have, you know, a certain amount of disability, they are not required to have that financed into their loan. So, you know, I mean, we're talking, as you know, the hardest thing for these guys, most people to get their hands on is the cash. So if you can come in 100% financing, decent credit, I mean, you're hitting a home run.
Well, like we were talking earlier in the show, just get yourself in the market. And if you have if you're eligible for that VA loan, you've got a leg up from everybody else. This is really, really good program, getting into a house. Now, you got to have money to pay for your mortgage, but you can get into it with basically no money down.
Well, I'll one-up you on that. I mean, let's say, you know, the seller's got to be willing to do this, but then there's something called concessions, not seller help, but let's say that people have some debts that need to be paid off. So they can pay up to 4% of the veterans' debts. So, you know, if there's, you know, a $300 payment that needs to be paid off, you know, if the seller's willing to do it, it's part of the plan, and it might help them out on the debt-to-income ratio. So
I think
that's a good thing.
Brian, if somebody wanted to discuss this with you, maybe there's somebody out there who is a veteran, hadn't even thought about this, maybe they can just, you know, get into the market now, or maybe they just didn't, you know, they forgot about it, or maybe the family hasn't thought about it. If they wanted to contact you, to get in touch with you to discuss how they would get into that VA loan, give us a phone number they can reach you.
Sure thing. My name's Brian Masterson, M-A-S-T-E-R-S-O-N, and it's 410-336-0806. And the company's Bay Capital Mortgage, Maryland, but you know, you're licensed in 9 states. But you know, have the conversation. You know, let's make sure they're on the right track and they're getting what's due to them, basically, you know?
Well, this is the kind of thing that I really love doing on this show. Yes, I like telling you about the unique properties that I have, but what you've just called in and shared with us is something that really is so beneficial to a fairly large group of people that are not using it. If you're a vet out there and you've not used your VA loan, let's get in touch with the lender. Let's make this happen. Then we'll find you a house. The most important thing is to find out what you're qualified. How much of a house can you afford? How much monthly payments you can afford? Go from there. Don't look at, well, I need a house that's $300, yeah, $400, $500. Find out what you can afford. Then, after you've sat down with your lender, you can tell what kind of house you can get into. And I really believe that everybody should have the right to get into home ownership, as I said, whether it's a small condo or a small house or
sure,
renting a room out, whatever. Get yourself in the market. Over the many, many, many years of real estate, I don't think anybody can say that real estate has not been a good investment. Maybe you won't invest this year,
yeah,
and make a fortune next year, but over the long haul, it has proven to be the best investment around.
It's the gateway to wealth. You don't realize it in year one, year two, year five, but you get around year 10, you're like, holy cow, this thing's worth something, you know?
Right. I can't thank you enough for calling in and just, you know, I'm here every week. I'm talking about houses, and I love it when another colleague in the business calls to share their knowledge. So I appreciate you, Brian.
Oh, yeah.
And if anybody is interested and you don't remember Brian's number, if you call me, I will give that to you later in the week. Brian, thanks again. Have a terrific afternoon, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Margaret. Have a great show. Have a good show. Bye now.
Thank you so much. Okay, so we're back. We're back talking about that barn. I keep getting wonderfully interrupted. Again, if you go to homeroam.com, to my website, and you click on blog, B-L-O-G, one of the first things that comes up, it will say unique barn home. And in there, you just click and there is a video, just a short video showing walking in the front door. I love the front door. It's a gorgeous turquoise color front door. The walking through the house itself, through the bedrooms, through the gorgeous views upstairs from the bedrooms, because there's so much gorgeous land around it. And then showing the outside of the property. It's really, I hope it's a game changer. Some people, you know, need to read about it. Some people need to hear about it. And I think some people need to see the motion of that little video. So go ahead. I have this on all of my unique properties. If you want, tell me which one you're interested in. I can send you individually that video. So again, if you need me, Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400. And I didn't even mention where that home is. It is in Phoenix, Maryland. The zip code is 21131. It is at 3523 Southside Avenue. The beauty of this property is that you feel like you're way out in the country. However, you are so close to everything you need. There's shopping, there's restaurants, there's gas stations, there's just about anything you could possibly need. Minutes to, you know, everything. You know, get to the Beltway right there, and you know how you can get to everything at the Beltway if you wanted to do horseback riding, any kind of activities. This home, you could live on these gorgeous acres, feel like you're way, way in the country, but still have all the conveniences of the good schools and the good places to shop. Call me if you're interested. Again, Southside Avenue in Phoenix, Maryland. That zip code is 21131. Give me a call. Interested in that barn, you can also call your real estate agent if you're working with one, and we can put you together. Another unusual, not unusual, but really, really special home of mine is something that I call a mid-century modern. This is a long, gorgeous rancher with a lower level, all above ground. It has a free-form heated pool that's on the side of the backyard, which means the rest of the yard is open. It's a double lot, so the whole rest of the backyard is open for kids playing, for animals, for whatever. You've got the benefit of a great yard and a swimming pool. Many times when you see a pool, it is right in the center, the backyard of the house. With a pool, they don't even have any backyard left. This is wonderfully unique. We had somebody that saw it yesterday, and one half of the couple wanted a pool desperately. One half did not. They wanted a lawn. This solve that problem. And who knows, maybe they'll purchase it. They're coming back again to see it. Again, a mid-century modern that every single inch of it has been redone. I sold them this home at least 14 years ago. And as I mentioned, every little bit of this house has been totally redone with perfection, from the insulation to the roofing, all new windows that were enlarged, the landscaping. There were hundreds of trees that were removed from this lot to make this magnificent landscaping. The shrubbery that they have around now is mature, gives you privacy. And it's deer-proof, which is terrific because they have a deer family that's visiting them. They hop over the fence. They feed them apples. In fact, one of those deer was there as a little tiny baby. They found it submerged in the swimming pool. They rescued it. And that baby, after all of these years, comes back along with that baby's family. They call her Apples, and they feed her apples. So when you're there, when you take a look at this house, it is a turnkey, ready to move in. Tomorrow is September the 1st. It is ready to go as of September the 1st. I'd love to show you this five-bedroom, three-full bath, magnificent, award-winning kitchen. It is located in Stevenson, a mile north of the Beltway, zip code 21208, and the address is 3506 Garden View Road. Again, one of my favorite homes. That's a favorite home. The barn is a favorite home. My storybook cottage is a favorite home. And my Bentlow James place is a favorite home for somebody who wants to come in, get into the market, and really start to live when they've got all of their main systems are updated and new, so that the only thing you have to worry about is what color paint you want to choose to make it your own. Again, if you would like to talk to me, you can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. If you've got a unique home, if you've got a home that somebody else is saying that's going to be hard to sell, or you'll never get your money out of that, or maybe a home that's been on the market for way, way too long, and the only results you're getting is to suggest that you just reduce the price, give me a call. I have some of these. I have buyers for some of these houses that are always, since day one, have been looking for that unique house, the home with the indoor swimming pool, the home that's on acreage, the home that's close to schools and shopping, but is still very, very private, homes that you don't know. And again, if you're working with an agent and you're looking for that special home, have them call me. I may also have that same home. You can still work with your real estate agent. And between us both, we can find you that very, very special house, condo, apartment. If you'd like to reach me after the show, if you have any questions about real estate, if you want to reach a lender, if you want to reach a title company, if you just got any kind of questions about real estate, you can call me 410-530-2400, and we will be back in September, which is next week. Have a great week.
Choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680.